Do you remember their names?
Well, Jack Welch run the road. Him and his wife run the roadhouse. He trapped there. And then there was George McGregor, and there's another one, Harry McGregor. They both trapped. George McGregor trapped from Woodchopper. He used to go clean over to Hannah Creek on the Charlie River.
Mm-hmm.
And he had cabins there. He would go up Woodchopper and follow the Rangy Hills there too, and drop into Hannah Creek. So he trapped all the way over to the Charlie River. And Harry McGregor, he trapped out of Coal Creek, but over across the river in the flats and up Andrews Creek. And then down at Eureka Creek, they call Weber Creek, it's opposite Weber Creek. Well, Charlie Moon used to be there, and he done a little trapping, and he had a little claim or two on Woodchopper Creek, but mostly he depended on trapping. In later years, when Hank Connett was there. So most of that country, all the way from Eagle down to Circle, was used for trapping, except down at Sheep Creek. Well, then they had a big wood camp. Frank Miller, she called Heine Miller, well, he'd cut wood there for steamboat wood for years. He had a contract with a steamboat to provide 400 cords a year. So he would hire woodcutters, and then he'd haul to cut the wood. He'd cut some himself, and then he hauled it out to the horse until it started getting too far to haul, and then he got a little tractor and delivered wood there to the steamboats until they quit running. And then just like Woodchopper, Coal Creek, Sam Creek, and 4th of July Creek, that's mostly with, on them there was mining. Like I said, the only one that's had really a mining camp was Dick Bauer and on 4th of July Creek. And there was others had that before him, but I don't know, they didn't work it right and couldn't make it. So.